Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. I hope you guys can hear me. I'm using some headphones for the first time tonight. Hey, I'm doing a big head bounce. I might start letting you guys see me. So what's up? So tonight's show is called What the Fuck? WTF. And I know everybody's like, well, what made you come up with that title? And the last 2-3 weeks in news, entertainment news, reality, fake, however you want to put it, it's had me saying, what the fuck just happened? Or what the fuck? Ooh, y'all got to excuse me. I'm sorry. First, condolences to O.J. Simpson's family on their loss. I don't give a damn what people say that man did or didn't do. Only God can judge him, not anybody else, only God. And when he passed, his kids and his grandkids was there. So that says a lot. And, you know, it just troubles me how we're so quick to jump on different bandwagons, not really knowing the truth. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not condoning any type of violence, any type of killings or anything like that. But sometimes when you're outside looking in, you really don't get the full picture. You don't know what's going through that person's mind. You don't know what they've been through. And that's with any situation in life. So, you know, I'm going to need y'all to stop slighting people and putting that judgment on them, especially when, oh, I am so sorry, especially when stuff comes out in the news where people are getting arrested, this, that, and the third. And me, as a female, I'm going to speak my fucking mind. And I can see things from several different views. So, me and the Me Too movement, it's like, I was all for it, but it gave females pussy too much power, like, for real. Because whatever you did 10, 15 years ago, I don't feel like should have a big part in the future, for the simple fact, if you felt so violated, why wouldn't you go to the police? Why wouldn't you press criminal charges? Why you just go straight for the money? Like, I'm not saying that people shouldn't be compensated that have had, like, some severe things happen to them when it's been like 9, 10, 11 years. It's like, it should be some stipulations put into place. Like, if you're claiming someone sexually assaulted you, whether you're male or female, you need to press charges, because then that lets people know that, hey, I'm not with the bullshit. I am really, like, trying to put some alphabets in this man's or woman's life report card. So, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, and I'm just like, things is so ass backwards, because when men go through stuff, is they get treated a different way than they do if a woman goes through it. But there are male victims out there in the world, and a lot of them won't come up because, ooh, excuse me, I'm so damn sleepy, I'm tired. I'm sorry, sorry. They don't come forward because it's like nobody, like, takes their side. Nobody, you know, it's just like, oh, you a man, how could you let that happen? And, you know, shit, people, like a woman, how could you let that happen? So it's like, we gotta really think about the things that that we say and that are mindful, you know. So it's just interesting. Now, I can't tell you guys, a bitch was happy Monday waking up to the Donald Trump the jury deliberations. I'm really ready to see how that is going to play out. I wonder if people have started, if they started putting up bets on, you know, if he's going to be found guilty, and if he does, what kind of time is he looking at? And then, you know, it only takes one. Then everything else is going to have that cause and effect, like that roller coaster, like blue, 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 you know, sort of like me when I be at the edge of the bed and my big ass fall out, got a little, you know, little lump on my face today. No, nobody pushed me out my bed. I just sleep at the end. I just roll over. So, I'm waiting for my co-host to call in because I need to introduce y'all to the new one. And I'm pretty sure, like, y'all love Aston just as much as I do. And Swift, he was on the show last week. And, you know, we have a lot of similarities that brought us together to form a friendship, and now it's going from a friendship to like ideas, like no, not them kind of ideas, like just working with me ideas, and I'm really excited about that, like to tell you the truth. So I should have uploaded some music or something, because, you know, cooking and trying to do everything, you know, I'm like, damn, what's that chick name? Karen something. She made this song, I'm Only Human or I'm Not Superwoman or something like that. That shit playing in my head, but I feel like I'm Superwoman because I've been tackling a lot of stuff that has been going on in my space, I should say, like that. So, took 5 years off, but took 5 years off because I had the loss of my brother, grandma, then 4 months later, my mom, and my dad is fighting the hell out of cancer. When I tell you he kicking cancer's ass, yes. And it's just like, you know, I sit back and I look at how big my family used to be and how it's getting smaller, and it's like, wow, like, damn, like, you really think that you're going to have a big family or your family members are going to be here forever. And in some case, that's not how it happens. And for me, I had to mentally reset myself so that I could be able to just move through life. Just because to me, it's like my life is like everything just stopped. And like they say, it come in threes. And I've been blessed in a lot of other ways. You know, working, traveling, getting ready to drop this cute active line called Oops. Well, no, it's called Asphalt. But the tagline is, oops, it's my asphalt. So, yes, I'm going to go ahead and get the sample made so I can walk around and sport it. and see what, you know, what the comments are, how people are feeling about it and everything like that. It'd be like pretty cool. So I'm sitting here because I have this touchscreen laptop, and it's like weird because I'm so used to using my other laptop that has like the keypad on the side, and I don't know. So tonight is just like a first, like me using headphones. It's like, ooh, okay. So I hope you guys are able to hear me on, cause like I said, I am on my headphones and I don't know what the hell. Or maybe I should go to my phone. I don't know. I guess when people start calling, and I need to do this chat, but dang, I just have not done stuff in forever. Like, really, I have not. So let's see. Is this smaller? Yeah, smaller. We want this bigger. I'm going to leave well enough alone because I'll be going to mess something up. So I would like to know a few things, and it's like dealing with a relationship, dealing with a friendship, dealing with an acquaintanceship or however. It's like, what stipulations do you lay, what laws do you lay down so that neither party is crossing the line? I think for me, I want to be equal, even though they'd be like, oh, it's never going to be equal. No, I want equal. And it's like, you can fall like 4 or 5% from equal, and I have you. But if you don't have nothing to meet my 50%, then it's like, we could be phone friends. We could be like a buddy, but not my cuddy buddy type thing. So it just depends on what you do and how. I find myself going back and forth with like wanting to be with someone, then not being with them, then wanting to be with them, and not. And the shit is, like, really, like, awkward, per se. And the reason why I say that is because it's like, you know, you guys know I have been single for a very long time. Then I met someone, and we hit it off. And they were the first person I have been with in over 2 years. Yes, including Chica. Like, we came as a bundle package. And it's like, I don't know. For me, the ultimate goal in a relationship is to be in a situation, have my dad walk me down the aisle and, you know, give me his stamp of approval, so to speak. And it's like, that's one of the things that is just like very, very, very important to me. And it's like, it's like any girl's dream to have their dad walk them down the aisle and let them begin their new life, and then the father knowing that, hey, you know, I'm trusting my daughter in this guy's hands. But sometimes that, you know, can always bring, you know, it can always backfire. It can always backfire. So you just, like, you think about it. And I think, oh, okay, look, I'm in my kitchen. I'm sorry, y'all. Like, I got things I have to do in between the show and my reality. So it's like, I'm saying, I thought that, you know, I want to have someone to be with, but, you know, for however amount of time that everyone has left on earth or alive. But then it's like, it comes to the point where you're like, all right, is this the person? Could this be the one? And people be like, you know, long engagements. Like my son told me, it's like, you need to live with a person so you can really know who you're going to be with supposedly for the rest of your life. And he does have a point, because when you just spend weekends with a person, it don't really speak volume into too much. Versus if, you know, y'all go ahead and shack up. Now, I am not condoning shacking up, but shit. Sometimes roommates, bill mates, all that shit apply. So it's like, if a person is like really for you, then who could be against you, especially when you have the approval of who you need to have, you know? So it's like, for me, I keep being patient. And then it's like, I see so many people, whether they're reality stars or normal people, in happy relationships, and then some that are not. But it's like, before you can pass judgment on somebody's situation, we have to look at ourselves. And then it's like, you know, you start getting caught up with your favorite stars and everything like that. But then you have to think about it. Are your favorite stars caught up with your ass? As like, we spent all this money. Well, I'm just going to throw myself in there. Just, you know, we spent all this money, right? Buying albums, buying their clothing lines and all this shit like that. And then it's like, you take a picture in their shit, and it's like, they don't even take a moment to acknowledge that, oh my God, they spent their money to keep me making billions or millions and shit like that. And I can't even say hello. Like, that is so fucking shallow. Like, I do not see me. I don't think that I'm like a superstar or anything like that. I'm just me. But I also know that I couldn't have made it to a certain level if it wasn't for my fans, my supporters, my friends, my real friends, my loved ones, you know, stuff like that. So, you just gotta keep it real with yourself. Like, no matter what you do, no matter who you with, it's like, shit can always still go left. And when it go left, you got to make it come back right. Right or wrong. Right. Stop. You know what I'm saying? That used to be my last name, believe it or not. Pamela Wright. But he was the wrong one. You feel me? So, while I'm doing this damn show, I swear, y'all, I have made a homemade pound cake. And that shit is about to be hitting. I'm trying to lose weight. So, you know, for people that are looking for participants to see if they weight loss shit work, please tell them to holler at a bitch. I'm like 205. And there is no way I should be that. Like, no way in hell. But y'all are going to help me get it down. And that's going to be what's up. So, Chopped Shop is to be launched. And it has so many different things for women. And my Booster Sister line up is going to be awesome. It's for women that have, like, we're boosting each other up, whether it's words, actions, and items. It's like whatever I make on Boost the Sister Up, I'm going to donate part of the proceeds to women that were, you know, in domestic situations or ended up losing their home. Just shit changed for them. So, that's what my heart is telling me to do. Because it is so hard to leave a situation that thought you would be in forever. It's sad when you gotta sit there and make an escape plan. It's just really hard. So, women that are out there, even men that are out there and are being abused, love should never hurt. Never. And if it does, then you need to do yourself justice and get up out of that situation. Because no matter how many times they say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean for it to happen, it was just, you know, a one-time thing. That one-time thing is going to turn into a lifetime thing. And you don't want to be that person that someone is calling your peoples, letting them know that you're not here anymore. So you just got to keep everything into proper perspective, you know? And it's like, everybody always tell me, you know, when I'm like talking about R. Kelly. I talk about R. Kelly because he, if he did some of the stuff that they said he did, then okay. But I feel like he got 30 years. Jesslyn Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's bitch, got 25 years. And they were forcing little girls to do that. So I told people, when you choose to do something or you choose to sleep with a man, that's you. But don't come back and make it seem like it's something that it wasn't. With him being a superstar, everybody probably wanted to smash that man. I went to a concert, first time I ever seen him perform live. I used to follow him on Big Break, him in Public Announcement. And it's like, his shows are awesome because he is a fucking entertainer. Like, he really does his thing. The videos and playing basketball, just all kinds of things that he does. And it's like, y'all gave it up by choice. So when the women by force get it, something happens to them, y'all make it hard. Y'all really do. And when Megan said that we don't do enough to protect the black woman, she's right to a point. But you got to help yourself before you look to or expect others to come and rescue you. Like, you know, what signs are you giving them? You know, you got shit packed. You got a plan B, C, D, E, F, G. Like, you know, and I get it. I get it. It's like black men are being targeted, but at the same time, so are white men. Because if you go back and look at, I want to say 2021, there were more white people killed by cops than blacks. And that is like, wow. Because I really don't feel like anybody should get killed or kill someone. And, you know, I say that now because if it was somebody in my family, I'd probably be like, oh, hell no. But I think the older you get, you see the things that you would have been real hot to hop up on, you think about the pros, the cons, the good, the bads, the misdemeanors, the felonies that your dumb ass could possibly have. And so it's like, I'm just like, he ain't telling nobody, you know. Some of his manager people, friends, probably got caught up. But then, let's take a look at Diddy. Like, okay, Cassie, I get it. But 10 years, shitting me, but I get it. So, it's like, he's assaulting people and all this back in 1990-something, the girl was like, her and her friend were raped by Diddy and Aaron Hall all night. And I'm just like, what the heck, you know? So it's like, when you guys are saying you were sexually assaulted, please, please go to the police. Go to the hospital. Get a rape kit because it's going to validate your story, you know, because me as a woman and, you know, women coming up like after 10 years or more, saying that this happened, that happened, I'd be like, first thing, did you press charges? No. So if you want them to pay for what they did to you, you literally mean you want that money. You want that big paycheck. But when you do that, it's like you sold out for a dollar. And when that happens, it's like everybody is looking at everybody else because then it becomes a pattern. Like when Cassie got her money, like I said, 10 years, you know, she went through a lot. Whatever he gave her, you know, he didn't fight it. She was there for him when Kim died, you know, things like that. So it's like, I just feel like, The shit with Diddy, it's going to be a big ass, it's going to be some shit. He is, what can I say? He is a black Epstein. And somebody had put a picture and had Diddy's face in Epstein's. Like, it was dope as fuck. It was funny and petty as fuck, but it was funny. So, it's like, now they moving in on King Combs, I guess, like father, like son. That chick was on the boat. Okay, so we know that when you're on the cruise, you can't go anywhere. You jump in the ocean, boom. You're going to be out there swimming forever. So why not tell? Like, it shouldn't matter who a person is because it's like as long as you are, how do I put it? making a paper trail. So if something does happen, you got that backup, like, for real. So, sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I have some things going on, and actually, I am going to have to end the show early, but I promise you guys, this weekend, I will do better, okay? I am so sorry. I'm enjoying talking to y'all and catching y'all up and letting y'all know where I'm at so far in my life, but I'm just glad to be back on air, and I will be back in a couple of days, and then I'm going to see if I can get Young Ra on. He's an awesome actor and rap artist, and then we're going to do Mr. Amazon, or I think he is, hold on, it's so rude to type in text. Shit, I forgot my damn train of thought. I swear, I need to do much better. Sorry about that, y'all, my phone is ringing. Okay, so to GA, we are going to pop it off on Saturday. Let me ask him what time. Okay, so I know y'all remember Mr. GA. So as soon as I book the show, I will go ahead and send out promos and everything so everybody can be on point. And I just need to get my rotation back. You know, music, the laughs, the jokes. And I really want to start interviewing people that are making a difference, that's taking over with the movies. Like, everybody's like, oh, a Tubi movie? Please don't do that. Tubi movies, a lot of them are good. They really are. Like, I salute Dennis Reed. And so many others on there. Robinson Man, like, one of them, Tori Hart, like, you know, she played in Superturn, like, and she was teaching women about generational wealth. And, you know, when I was talking to her on Instagram, I didn't even know she was Kevin Hart's ex-wife, but that doesn't even matter, because, you know, she's just doing what a lot of other share, how to get up out. So, again, y'all, I'll be back on Saturday. I do have something important that's coming up, and I do apologize, but y'all know me. Good night. We'll continue What the Fuck on Saturday, and maybe y'all will fuck after the show on Saturday. Who knows? But one love, Chocolate Mommy, the chocolate wave is sailing.